Bridges Your Community and Labor Report, produced and hosted by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash. Columbia is still one of the most dangerous places in the world to be an advocate for labor rights. Thousands of predominantly Afro-Colombian sugarcane workers are on strike over wages and safety standards. The companies have refused to negotiate and sentenced state troops, resulting in dozens of injuries. Violence is also accelerating in the forced removal of Afro-Colombian communal farmers from their land.
All this on the heels of the Colombian government's lobbying blitz in Washington in a last-ditch effort for the U.S. Congress to pass the Colombian Free Trade Agreement. We are pleased to extend our hand in friendship and support for our brothers who are here from Colombia. We are pleased to speak with Carlos Rosero, founder of Procesos de Comunidades Negras, and Raúl Arroyave, who is the executive board member of Central Unitana de Trabajadores, the CUT Labor Federation in Colombia, and of course our good friend, who is always in the house, Jose Schifino with the Trade Unionists in Solidarity with Colombia, who's going to provide us with some translation for our brothers. Again, it's an honor to have people who have the courage and conviction to struggle against such overwhelming odds. Colombia remains one of the most frightening venues in the world for organizers in the indigenous areas, organizers in labor. Why don't we begin by the recent events with the sugarcane workers who have been on strike?
Efectivamente, hace ya casi un mes.
Since about a month ago.
17,000 trabajadores corteros de la caña de azúcar.
17,000 sugarcane cutters.
En el valle geográfico del Cauca.
In the Valle de Cauca area.
Iniciaron un cese de actividades.
Initiated a cease of activities.
Ellos buscan.
They are looking for.
Que las plantaciones los contraten directamente.
That the plantations contract them directly.
Que se les reconozcan salarios justos.
That they receive decent wages.
Que se les responda por su seguridad social.
That they have social security benefits.
Que se les responda por sus bonos pensionales.
That they have pensions.
Que se les asigne una jornada laboral que no supere las 8 horas diarias.
That they get an 8-hour day.
Y que se les dé unas condiciones de trabajo justas.
And that they have decent working conditions.
Estas peticiones.
These petitions.
Que parecen absurdas en el siglo XXI.
That seem absurd to be asking for them in the 21st century.
Indican que el gobierno de Colombia.
Indicates that the Colombian government.
Ha sometido a los trabajadores asalariados.
Have subjected their salaried employees.
A un régimen de esclavitud laboral.
To a regimen of slavery.
Parecido al que existía antes o a comienzos del siglo XIX.
Similar to what was the situation and condition in the 19th century.
Ese es el factor competitivo que tiene Colombia.
That is the competitive factor within Colombia.
En el marco del actual Tratado de Libre Comercio con los Estados Unidos.
Within the framework of a free trade agreement with the United States.
Y por tanto, luchar en solidaridad con estos trabajadores.
And thus to work in solidarity with these workers.
Y que el movimiento sindical de Norteamérica.
And that the United States labor movement.
Se movilice.
Mobilizes.
Y apoye.
And supports.
Y exprese la solidaridad con ellos.
And express support for these workers.
Es parte de la lucha contra el Tratado de Libre Comercio.
Is part of the struggle against the free trade agreement.
Que el gobierno de Colombia pretende firmar con el de los Estados Unidos.
Which the Colombian government is so desirous of having an agreement with the United States.
El tratado no ha sido aprobado en el Congreso norteamericano.
The agreement has not been ratified within the U.S. Congress.
Agradecemos la presión de los sindicatos y de los trabajadores de Norteamérica.
And we appreciate the work of the labor unions here in the U.S.
Para que los legisladores no lo aprueben.
To pressure the legislators here to not approve it.
Y esperamos que esta presión se siga manteniendo.
And we are hoping that this pressure will continue.
Para después del 4 de noviembre.
Past the 4th of November.
Cuando aquí culminan las elecciones presidenciales.
At the end, where we have a new president elect.
A lo que ya mencionaba Raúl, hay que señalar dos asuntos básicos.
To add to what Raúl just said, we have to add two more factors.
Importantes para la situación de Nueva York.
Important here.
La mayoría de esos corteros de caña son afrocolombianos.
The majority of those sugarcane cutters are Afro-Colombian.
Una parte de ellos en el pasado o sus familias fueron desplazadas.
Many of these, at some point, themselves and their families have been displaced from their original and their own land.
Y adicionalmente, esos trabajadores no ganan más de $200 mensuales.
And these workers, it must be known that make less than $200 per month.
Trabajan cerca de 14 horas al día.
They're working 14-hour days.
Ese es el modelo de flexibilización laboral.
That is the model of flexible labor to which the free trade agreement
que se va a instaurar para facilitar la aprobación del TLC,
which is being implemented to facilitate the signing of the trade accord and the work of neoliberalizing the country.
Por eso las organizaciones de base de los afrocolombianos decimos no al TLC.
And that's why the grassroots organization of Colombia say no to the free trade agreement.
Porque reduce enormemente las posibilidades de dignidad de todos los colombianos y los afrocolombianos entre ellos.
Because it reduces to a great extent, to an immense extent, the ability to reach a well-being of the Colombian people and in particular the Afro-Colombians.
Es un mensaje que nosotros queremos que ustedes que nos escuchan transmitan a toda la gente de Nueva York, a la gente negra en Nueva York, y en especial a los parlamentarios afro-norteamericanos.
And this is a message that we are bringing here, and we're hoping that with the help of New Yorkers, we can bring this message to all New Yorkers, to the African-American community, and to the legislators.
E igual a los parlamentarios afro, a los parlamentarios latinos, porque nosotros al sur también somos latinoamericanos.
And of course, to Latino legislators too, because, you know, we too are Latinos also.
Carlos, if you would expand on, you mentioned displacement of the workers, Afro-Colombian workers. How is that being accomplished?
Bueno, el desplazamiento en Colombia es una tragedia humana incalculable.
The displacement of Afro-Colombians is an incalculable human tragedy.
Colombia es el segundo país después de Sudán en desplazados internos en el mundo.
Colombia is second only to Sudan in internally displaced refugees.
Son 3.5 million de desplazados internos.
There's 3.5 million people displaced within Colombia.
Alrededor del 30% de todos esos desplazados son afrocolombianos.
30% of that are Afro-Colombians.
Para darles una idea simplemente,
to give you a simple idea,
el gobierno destina para apoyo económico a un desplazado alrededor de $750.
The Colombian government earmarks about $750 a mes.
Para que una vez desplazado logre montar una pequeña empresa con $750.
So this is a one-time gift of money that it gives to each displaced Colombian to let them start a new life, start a business, whatever it is, but it's just $750 and that's it.
El desplazamiento está ahondando el gran déficit en materia de derechos económicos, sociales y culturales de los afrocolombianos.
The displacement is creating a great deficit in what is the rights of the Afro-Colombians to an economic future, to their civil rights, to the rights as holders of farmland. It has taken away basically everything from them.
Es parte de una estrategia también económica.
And it's part of an economic strategy.
Hay comunidades que fueron desplazadas y cuando regresaron sus tierras estaban sembradas con palma, como en el Chocó.
There have been families and townships that have been displaced and have returned to find that all their lands have been seeded and planted with African palm.
To what end? Strictly the palm oil? Is that the fundamental issue?
No, se busca, por un lado, en Colombia se han montado en la historia de que puede producirse a gran escala palma africana como un gran negocio.
Well, it's been planned out that Colombia is going to be a major producer of African palm. It's one of the one of the ways that the free trade agreement has been built around, that African palm oil is going to be what they're going to produce.
Y ese modelo solo puede impulsarse con una gran concentración de la tierra.
And that can only be done with huge monoculture planting.
Yo quisiera complementar algo de lo respondido por Carlos.
I would like to add a little bit to what Carlos has said.
En el nuevo orden que se está organizando en los marcos del Tratado de Libre Comercio,
in the new world order that is being set out up with these free trade agreements,
a Colombia le corresponde el rol de exportador de materias primas básicas.
Colombia is given the role of an exporter of natural resources,
prime material. Como petróleo,
like petroleum,
carbón,
carbon,
flores, café,
flowers, coffee,
y los nuevos cultivos orientados a la producción de los llamados agrocombustibles.
And the new products that are being destined for biofuels.
El TLC entonces comienza por arruinar la agricultura alimentaria nacional.
So the free trade agreement begins with ruining national food production.
Y forzar a que el sector agrícola colombiano,
and forcing the agricultural sector of the workers,
se oriente,
that they orientate themselves towards,
al cultivo de grandes plantaciones,
to the production in monoculture field for agribusiness,
con el propósito de la producción de etanol y otros agrocombustibles,
with the idea of the production of ethanol and other biofuels.
Ese es el proyecto de la palma africana.
That is what the African palm oil project is.
Ese es el actual proceso de los cultivos de caña de azúcar en el Valle del Cauca.
That is what the sugar cane that is being grown in the Valle del Cauca with the strike is, that's destined for biofuels.
Ese es el proyecto de las tierras del oriente colombiano entregadas por el presidente Uribe a sus parlamentarios favoritos.
And that is also the destiny for the lands given by the President Uribe to his political cronies in the eastern part of the country.
Y son proyectos totalmente ligados a la violencia paramilitar.
And they are totally projects that are linked to paramilitary activity.
Que ha ensangrentado al país en los últimos 25 años.
That has bloodied the country for 25 years.
Que ha desplazado a 3.5 millones de campesinos.
That has displaced 3.5 million campesinos.
Que ha provocado miles y miles de muertos.
That has caused thousands and thousands of deaths.
Y que ha sometido a un proceso de asesinato violento a miles de sindicalistas en Colombia.
And that has condemned thousands of trade unions in Colombia to death and assassination.
Es decir, que oponernos,
that is to say that to oppose,
al Tratado de Libre Comercio,
the Free Trade Agreement,
es también en esencia,
is the same as,
una lucha contra la violencia,
a struggle against violence,
contra el asesinato de sindicalistas,
with, and the death of trade unionists,
y contra el desplazamiento de miles de campesinos y de afrocolombianos,
and the displacement of thousands of campesinos and afrocolombians,
en los procesos de las grandes plantaciones de palma africana,
in these huge African palm oil plantations.
Well, there's another high profile strike in Colombia now, that among court workers. Could you update us on that?
Efectivamente, hace 30 días,
30 days ago,
los trabajadores de la rama judicial,
the workers in the judicial branch of government,
los jueces,
the judges,
los fiscales,
the attorney generals,
y todos los funcionarios del sector judicial colombiano,
and all the workers within the judicial sector of the government,
tuvieron que entrar en una huelga indefinida.
Had to commence a strike with no set end date.
La razón de esta huelga,
the reason for this strike,
es que desde el año de 1992,
since 1992,
una ley ordenó,
there was a law that was made,
una nivelación salarial para estos trabajadores, y 16 años después,
and 16 years later,
esta ley no ha sido cumplida.
There was a law that was passed to raise the salaries of workers, and 16 years later, they still have not gotten that raise.
Cuando estalló la huelga,
when the strike burst forth,
15 días después,
15 days later,
se presentó el presidente Uribe Vélez,
the president Uribe Vélez presented himself,
aparentemente a ofrecer una negociación a los trabajadores judiciales.
Apparently, it seemed that he was trying to enter into the negotiations.
Y el gran ofrecimiento del gobierno,
and the grand offer that he made was,
es una suma de dinero que no alcanza,
is a very small amount of money that really doesn't make a big difference,
a 25 centavos de dólar por día,
basically a raise of 25 cents per day,
es decir, una suma ridícula,
a ridiculous amount of money.
Que es una burla a los trabajadores.
Which is basically mocking the workers.
Que es un engaño del gobierno.
It is a trick and a bit of thievery.
Que indica el carácter antidemocrático y fascista de este régimen.
Which shows the undemocratic and fascist faith of this government.
Y que no le importa.
That doesn't care.
Que durante más de un mes.
That during more than one month.
Se haya paralizado totalmente el ordenamiento de la justicia en Colombia.
That for more than a month the whole judicial system has been paralyzed.
One of the things, time moves too rapidly, and I want to make sure people also understand the level of violence that has been employed, both in the context now when the troops were ordered by the state in to suppress the demands, really, of the sugarcane cutters, and also against, really, is a reign of terror in the indigenous areas such as Cauca.
En el Valle del Cauca.
In the Valle del Cauca.
Contra estos 17,000 trabajadores,
against these 17,000 workers,
el gobierno ha desplegado toda una fuerza militar.
The government has sent out a total military force.
Los oyentes deben saber,
those who are hearing me now should know,
que Colombia es un país altamente militarizado.
That Colombia is a highly militarized country.
Tiene un ejército de más de 500,000 soldados.
And it has an army of more than 500,000 men.
Más de 250,000 policías.
250,000 police officers.
Y una fuerza de guardias civiles privados de más de 300,000 personas.
And there's more than 300,000 private armies or private security forces within the country.
Esto sin hablar de los organismos secretos.
That's not even mentioning the secret organizations.
Hoy todas las plantaciones del Valle del Cauca.
Today every single plantation in the Valle del Cauca.
Están militarizadas.
Are militarized zones.
Y a un conflicto laboral.
And in within a labor conflict,
donde simplemente le tienen que ordenar a las plantaciones,
where it should only be simply to order the plantations to,
que contrate a los trabajadores,
bargain and make contracts with the workers,
que les pague un salario justo,
pay them a decent wage,
y que les reconozca los derechos de ley,
and to recognize their legal rights,
se les da tratamiento de orden público.
They have been given martial law.
Hay amenazas contra los líderes sindicales.
There have been death threats to the union leaders.
Hay falsas acusaciones de que la huelga está dirigida por la guerrilla.
The whole strike has been attributed as an act by the guerrilla army.
Hay hombres misteriosos que recorren las plantaciones en camionetas.
There's mysterious men who drive around in pickup trucks around the plantations.
Y hay un ambiente de miedo.
And there is an atmosphere of
que afortunadamente hasta ahora los trabajadores han resistido.
Fortunately, up to now, the workers have been able to resist.
Por eso es tan importante.
That is why it's so important.
Que los sindicatos de Norteamérica.
That the U.S. Labor unions.
Como ya lo hizo la AFL-CIO.
Like the AFL-CIO has already done.
Como lo hicieron los Teamsters.
Like the Teamsters have already done.
Y como lo hicieron otras organizaciones sindicales.
Like, and a few other union organizations.
Se manifiesten ante el gobierno.
That they
de Uribe Vélez.
In front of the government of Uribe Vélez.
Exigiendo que dé solución a este conflicto.
Demanding a solution to this problem.
Y que garantice el derecho a la huelga.
And that he guarantee the right to strike.
Y que no reprima los corteros de caña.
And that there be no more repression of the sugarcane cutters.
En el caso de los afrocolombianos indígenas, estamos en tierras muy importantes.
In the case of the Afro-Colombians and indigenous, we are in very important lands.
Nosotros somos dueños de una parte de nuestras tierras y en ellas hay recursos naturales.
The land which we have control of, there are many, many natural resources.
La violencia tiene que ver con este hecho.
The violence has to do with that fact.
También con la implementación de grandes proyectos de desarrollo en nuestros territorios.
Of course, it's also the big mega project for development that are being foisted upon our territories.
En Buenaventura, por ejemplo, para ampliar el puerto se van a desplazar a 17,000 familias.
There's going to be 17,000 families that are being displaced so that they can expand the harbor at Buenaventura for commerce.
En una zona que previamente ha estado sometida a muchos enfrentamientos entre actores armados.
This is an area where there have been many conflicts between armed groups.
Además de la violencia en términos físicos, hay también una violencia legal.
And on top of the physical violence that is experienced, there is also a legal violence that is being perpetrated.
Que ha llevado a la aprobación de leyes que van en contravía de los derechos de los pueblos indígenas y de las comunidades negras.
Which has come up with these laws that have been approved that are violating or repressing the civil rights and the rights of the Afro-Colombians.
Y que abren el camino a que las corporaciones y las grandes empresas puedan entrar a nuestros recursos.
And opens the way for the big corporations to come in and begin to extract resources.
Well, I wish we had much more time. And Jose Chavino, where can people find out more about these critical strikes, the struggle of our indigenous comrades, the struggle of the Afro-Colombian people for their land, for, I dare say, the same struggle of reparations against racism? Where can they go?
Well, we've just started a new group in New York called TUSC, which is Trade Unionists in Solidarity with Colombia. And we're looking for trade unionists and people who believe in trade union rights to get in touch with us. We have a website that just went up. It's TUSCNY.org. It's in under construction, but you can always call 917-685-1044.
Otra vez.
917-685-1044, and we can arrange to work together.
I must, again, my very humble gratitude for the work that's done on behalf of the indigenous people, the Afro-Colombian, the working class, by my comrades from Colombia, Carlos Rosero, who is founder of the Procesos de Comunidades Negras, and Raul Arroyave, executive board member of the Central Unitana de Trabajadores, the CUT Labor Federation, and of course to our good brother, Jose Chavino, with Trade Unionists in Solidarity with Colombia.
Arise, you workers, from your slumber, all you wage slaves, everyone.
The revolution comes like thunder, and the age of hypocrisy is done.
Turn off their televised illusion. Stand up and look them in the eyes.
Declare your mental liberation. Shake off the dust and claim the prize.
So comrades, come rally. In the last fight, let us face the Internationale. Unites the human race. So comrades, come rally. In the last fight.
Now from our friends at Brave New Films.
Hi, I'm Charles Bigman, CEO. I want to personally welcome you to your new job and tell you a few things you need to know as an employee here. You've been offered a salary that's unique and special, just like you. In fact, your salary is based on rigorous research into your background, race, chest size, golf handicap, smell test, and whether your dad was in my class at Princeton. Another great thing about working here is you don't have to sign a contract. All that legal mumbo-jumbo and excessive paperwork guaranteeing your rights, who needs it? Well, I have a contract, but I'm the CEO. Not giving our employees a contract is great for staff motivation. The fear that you could lose your job at any moment helps keep you at your peak performance. I'd like to review a few common reasons for being fired. Please pay attention. Pregnancy. Military service. Getting old. Getting fat. Potential future pregnancy. And of course, talking about unions with your coworkers. That's a big one. You'll definitely appreciate this. Last quarter, our profit margins were through the roof. I bought the Wave Song. That's my new yacht. And I decided to give something back to my employees. The special cooler with soda. What can I say? I'm a softie. We pride ourselves on having a strong, powerful workforce. I like to call it our no wussies policy. That means no health care, sick days, paid vacation, or I just had a baby leave to distract you from work. How can you concentrate on your job if you're off sipping margaritas or in the hospital? It's impossible. We take care of our employees here. We have a first aid kit and some hand sanitizer. That always reminds me of hard work. Now, before I forget, you may have heard of a new bill in Congress called the Employee Free Choice Act. People say that could make life better for workers. Let me tell you, that's nonsense. If it becomes easier for you to form a union, then it becomes harder for me to buy one of those private islands in Dubai. You see, we're all in this company together. Thanks so much for joining the family. Now get to work.
This has been Building Bridges, Your Community and Labor Report, produced by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash. Thanks to Max Claxon for his new rendition of The Internationale. And to learn more about Building Bridges, go to our new webpage, www.buildingbridgesradio.org. That's www.buildingbridgesradio.org.